just 6 months at Empire College. Now you can get the education you deserve for free. That's right. Complete your degree with a free education from Empire Business College. Apply today at empirefreeeducation.com and make 2019 the year you get what you deserve. Empirefreeeducation.com. All entries due by September 4th. You deserve Empire College.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on August 30th. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $15,000 in cash in the Beat the Heat slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
And this is Joe Pasquini in the KSRO newsroom. And what we were going to, in the sports desk, I was going to give you some highlights. It's 27-20 Petaluma, but we're going to take it, send it back to the field with Nick. Take it away, Nick.
How's it sounding in the game? Good. Sounds okay. At first, I don't know if there was a mic. 27-20 here at Petaluma. The cheerleaders perform. Looks like Nick is speaking with our Chevy rep.
Okay, welcome back to Petaluma High School. We've got a heck of a first half there. 27-20, the Trojans are leading the Santa Rosa Panthers. And I've got a representative from Novato Chevrolet. Novato Chevrolet will be presenting the game of the week all season long. We've got a premier, seven premier football games. And I want to thank Novato Chevrolet. I've got sales consultant David Corral here. David, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank Novato Chevrolet and KSRO for helping us put these games on. And you've got a – this is Labor Day weekend, and there's some heck of some promotions going on right now. Let's talk about this dual cab Silverado because it's pretty cool. I've seen the one that you have out in the parking lot. Tell us about that one first.
So that one has a special lift kit on it. It has some wheels. You know, it's just something a little bit different, something that we can do at Novato Chevrolet. But back to the deals, the main deals, I mean, we're offering something great right now for this weekend. It's 0% interest for 72 months with $2,000 in rebates and no payments for 90 days.
You don't have to even make a payment.
Yes. It's
That's 3 months.
Yeah. So if you have a little bit of buyer's remorse, you're going to be okay for a while. You got no payments. But, other than that, other vehicles have 0% financing, like the Equinox. We have smaller Colorados that have $4,000 in discounts. I mean, everything's going to be discounted. Everything.
Yeah.
And then if you guys mentioned that you heard us here on the radio, we'll do something extra special for you there. And we'll love to see you at our dealership.
Yeah. David, you sold me my vehicle, and I love it. My Silverado, it's a dual cab, and I'm going to drive that thing till the wheels go off. I just love it. It's so comfortable. You know, you can seat so many people in the dual cab. And you know what I like too, Dave, is that if you finance with GM, you get $2,000 back.
Right. And that's part of their 0% interest, and you get the $2,000 once you go with them. So, yes.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So you don't make a payment for 3 months. You get $2,000 and you get to drive around the truck for free, really, for 3 months, okay?
Yeah.
Well, David, one of the things I think is very special about Novato Chevrolet is they also can cater to Spanish-speaking people. And you are very bilingual, speak Spanish. So if there's people that are a little bit intimidated because they can't speak Spanish to a car salesman, come on down to Novato Chevrolet because David Corral habla español.
That is correct.
Spanish is not great. But
no worries, but I will be able to help out. So if you know somebody that only speaks Spanish, I can definitely help out.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming up. I know you're out in the parking lot right now showing off that Silverado that you got out there. And thank you so much for being the sponsor for the game of the week here on KSRO.
Yeah, happy to do it. This is our second time doing it, and It's great. We love it.
All right. If you need a car, make the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. We're going to send it back to the studio for some highlights with the Godfather, Joe Pasquini.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. And what a ball game we've got to start off our Novato Chevrolet High School Game of the Week. It's halftime. Petaluma with a 27-20 lead. It's been a seesaw game. Most of the scoring happened in the first quarter. Santa Rosa went down to the first time they got the ball. A touchdown pass to Mason Frost gave them a 6-0 lead. They missed the extra point, and then Petaluma got the ball in this. The way it was in this first half, it was touchdown after touchdown. Petaluma, it didn't take long for them to tie it up.
Takes the snap. Fakes the first handoff, hands it to the second back, and he's in for a touchdown. Joey Alioto into the end zone, untouched.
So that tied the game at 6. They missed the extra point, and it took Santa Rosa less than 30 seconds to regain the lead.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Anderson drops back, and he lobs one over the middle, and it's caught. And he's going all the way. Number one, Roman Correa. Caught a little pass. Anderson threw a beautiful touch pass. Correa caught the ball right at midfield and had too much speed. He went 50 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
And that gave Santa Rosa a 12-6 lead. They went for two and failed. And Petaluma got the ball right back. The first quarter wasn't even half over yet when they got the ball. And they showed they could pass too.
Hartman under center, two receivers right, fakes the handoff, and there he's throwing the ball. It's wide open, touchdown.
That pass to Ryan Sullivan. This time they did make the extra point, and Petaluma had their first lead of the game, 13-12. But once again, it was short-lived.
Panthers come up. They're spread out all over the field, two receivers right, two receivers left. Shot pass, a long pass downfield, and again, he's wide open. A long touchdown pass again, a beautiful high arching pass to a high pass to Randy Clay, who had broken free, and Anderson dropped that on a dime, Jeff.
So with 3:54 to go, Santa Rosa had a 20-13 lead. We're still in the first quarter. All of Santa Rosa's touchdown passes were 50-plus yards. Petaluma then had the ball at the end of the first quarter. They drove down to tie the game early in the second quarter at 20-20. And then after six possessions, finally Santa Rosa had to punt the ball away. And Petaluma moved down, right down the field, got the ball to the one-yard line, looked like they were ready to take the lead, but an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty pushed them back to the 16, forcing Petaluma to throw. And, yes, we did have some defense in the first half.
Fakes the first handoff. Now he's rolling out, and he's got room. Throws to the end zone. Intercepted. Intercepted by Santa Rosa, and they're bringing it up the field, and he's tackled.
The interception was made by Mason Frost, who caught one of the touchdown passes. So for the time being, it was 20-20, but the Petaluma defense seems to be gotten tighter as the half went. They forced another punt. Petaluma drove, trying to beat the clock, which they did with 5 seconds to go.
Takes the snap. Now he's going to throw, and he throws to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown.
Ryan Sullivan, his second touchdown pass, and that's what we're at the half. Petaluma 27, Santa Rosa 20 at the halftime. A couple of scores around the areas. These are the only ones we have. Halftime, Casa Grande leads Montgomery 7-6. We told you in the pregame, Annaly has a tough one against Encinal. Well, they're having a tough one indeed in the third quarter. Encinal leads Annaly 35-0. Rancho Cotati in the second quarter leads Vanden 14-7. We will have Rancho Cotati on the game of the week next Friday night. And one other score to report. The good news about this, Hillsburg, after not having a football team last year, has a home game tonight. The bad news, halftime, Justin Siena 27, Hillsburg nothing. Halftime here on the game of the week, a high school game of the week. Petaluma 27, Santa Rosa 20. We'll go back to the second half right after this.
Are the results of your advertising arriving too slow? If you want to stand out from the crowd, deliver your ads to folks who are shopping at your competitor's location. Then, every day or so, reach them at home as a reminder of what you have to offer. We handle the details. You get the results. Find out how at waterdropdigital.com.
Ready for yoga class?
I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Maltes are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/maltes to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Man One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
We had a heck of a first half. The Petaluma Trojans lead the Santa Rosa Panthers 27-20. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nick Mattis, alongside Jeff Woodworth. We're going to get Jeff's thoughts here in just a moment about the first half and some adjustments that are going to need to be made by both coaches at halftime. Next week, Joe had mentioned, we will be at Rancho Cotati High School.